boys and girls.
Hello, everyone.
It's Your Story Hour hosts, all ready to bring you another exciting story from Holy Scripture.
Today's story can be found in the Old Testament, the book of Exodus, chapters 2, 3, 4, and 5. I call this story,
Moses Fulfills His Destiny. Some thousands of years ago, in the country of Egypt, there lived a certain race of people called Israelites who were slaves to the Egyptians. The oppressed Israelites worshipped the true God of heaven, while their taskmasters worshipped the gods of wood, stone, and even the river Nile. Since God had promised the Israelites that a man would be born among them to deliver them from their bondage, the Egyptian king Pharaoh issued a cruel decree that every Israelite boy baby should be slain. And so it was when a baby boy, Moses, was born to an Israelite family. They put the baby in a basket and hid it in the weeds on the Nile River.
There, Moses. You'll be safe from the king's decree to slay all Israelite boy babies.
When Moses was a boy, he was taken from his humble Israelite home to the palace, where he became the rich and popular crown prince of all Egypt.
Hail to Moses, crown prince of all Egypt. Long live the prince!
Long live the prince!
Even though he was the crown prince of Egypt, Moses never forgot the lessons he had learned at his mother's knee, and therefore refused to worship the false gods of Egypt. Thus it was that God chose Moses to lead his people, the Israelites, out of the bondage of Egypt. But because Moses relied on his own wisdom and not God's, he committed a terrible sin and was forced to flee from Egypt.
O Lord God of heaven, forgive me for this grievous sin I have committed against thee and thy people. Protect me from the wrath of the king and guide me as I flee Egypt.
The Lord directed Moses' course, and he found a home with Jethro, the priest and prince of Midian, who also was a worshiper of the true God. After a time, Moses married one of the daughters of Jethro. And here, in the service of his father-in-law, as a keeper of his flocks, he remained 40 years.
Well, here I am, almost an old man. What have I accomplished? Nothing. As prince of Egypt, I might have had a chance to deliver Israel from bondage, but I failed as prince. For the last 40 years, I've done nothing but tend sheep. My life has been one failure right after the other. Oh, if I had only learned early in life, while I was still prince of Egypt, that no man can succeed on his own strength. If I just trusted more on the might and power of God, maybe I could have delivered Israel. Maybe I could have done something really worthwhile. Maybe I could have been a fire. There's a fire up there on the mountainside. Why, it's a bush burning. Bush burning? I'd better go up there and see what's happening. Yes. That is a burning bush. The bush is burning, but it's not being consumed. I'll go closer.
As Moses drew near the burning bush, a voice from out of the flame called him by name. With trembling lips, Moses answered,
"Here am I."
Again the voice spoke. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
I am not worthy to be in thy presence, O God.
And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Again God spoke to Moses. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Amazed and terrified, Moses drew back, saying,
Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?
And God said to Moses, Certainly I will be with thee.
But my Lord, I am not eloquent in speech. How can I speak to Pharaoh and the people of Israel? I have been away 40 years. I am slow in speaking the language of Egypt.
But the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Have not I the Lord? Now go, therefore, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. Finally, Moses said,
I will go, Lord.
The divine command given to Moses found him self-distrustful, slow of speech, and timid. He was overwhelmed with a sense of his incapacity to be a mouthpiece for the God of Israel. But having once accepted the work, he entered upon it with his whole heart, putting all his trust in the Lord. The greatness of his mission called into exercise the best powers of his mind. God blessed his ready obedience, and he became eloquent, hopeful, self-possessed, and well-fitted for the greatest work ever given to man.
Moses, dear, you're quiet this evening. Tired?
Yes, Zipporah. Very tired.
Is that all that's troubling you?
I made a decision today.
Yes?
I'm going back to Egypt.
The boys and me, will we go with you?
Well, the king of Egypt may still want me for high treason, and he may make slaves of you and the boys.
With you by my side, I fear nothing.
Well, how soon can you be ready?
Whenever you say.
Monday morning?
Sooner than that, if you wish.
Yeah, you're a very cooperative and dutiful wife.
Aren't wives supposed to be helpmates to their husbands?
That's what God said in the Garden of Eden. We will leave Monday morning. All right, boys, you get in the back of the wagon.
All right, Father.
Come on, Gershom, I'll beat you in.
Goodbye, Zipporah. Goodbye, boys.
Goodbye, Mother.
Remember your grandma.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye.
Go. Hey.
Goodbye.
Hey.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, there. All right, everybody out. This is where we're going to camp for tonight.
The desert way out here, it's still alive with the sounds and the creatures of the night, isn't it?
Yes, it's God's nature at its best. I love it.
So do I. Moses, why are we going to Egypt?
God commanded me to go.
God? He commanded you to go to Egypt?
Yes, in the wilderness the other day at a burning bush, God spoke to me and told me the terrible condition of things with the Israelites in Egypt. And then he commanded me to go to Egypt to deliver the Israelites.
But Moses, you yourself said that you can't deliver Israel.
Yes, I know, dear. I can't. Not myself and by my own efforts.
You even said that you've lost all ability that you might have once had, such as, well, such as talking fluently, meeting people of importance, leading Israel, being the one...
I know all that, dear, and it's true. I can't do anything of myself. But out there by the burning bush, God promised to be with me. Well, he even performed miracles to prove that he will be with me and help me.
Miracles? Out there in the wilderness?
God turned my shepherd's rod into a snake. He also caused my hand to have leprosy,
And then, at my bidding, God turned the snake back into the rod and cured my hand of leprosy.
Why didn't you tell me all this before we left Midian?
I thought it best not to. I thought perhaps your father wouldn't let you and the boys go with me if they knew why we were going.
Where you go, I go.
Well, I'm not too sure now that it was wise to take you and the boys with me. Perhaps you should have stayed in Midian.
Moses, this is no time to shoulder the trouble of the world. It's such a lovely night. Why don't you sleep on it, dear? Decide in the morning what's best.
Yes, that's a good suggestion.
Moses, look up at the stars.
Yes, dear.
Somewhere up there among those billions of stars lives the God of heaven. He made those stars. By his power, all things exist. Are you still awake, Moses?
Yes, dear.
That all-powerful God, the creator of all things, looks down upon us as insignificant as we are and cares for us. He loves us. Isn't that wonderful? He's asleep. Moses, my dear, that same God up there in the heavens will take care of you in Egypt.
Zipporah, it's time to get up.
Oh.
Zipporah.
Yes?
It's morning.
Oh, it is morning. Oh, what a glorious morning.
Did you sleep well?
Wonderfully. But I better get up now and make breakfast.
Oh, breakfast is ready.
You cook breakfast?
Not only did I cook it, but I'm going to serve it to you.
Some special occasion?
Well, can't I cook breakfast for my wife without making some mysterious occasion out of it?
Where are the boys?
They're bathing at the spring.
Oh, I'm going to miss you. Terribly, Moses.
Miss me? What do you mean?
You've decided to go on to Egypt alone and send the boys and me back to Midian.
How did you know?
I recognize the signs.
You're very observing, my dear.
I'm your wife, a part of you. I feel as you feel, I think as you think. We're one.
Do you know what I'm thinking right now?
You tell me.
I'm thinking how wonderfully God blessed mankind when he gave them wives.
When are you sending us back home?
As soon as we eat breakfast.
We can't wait until tomorrow, so we'll have one more day together?
Every minute I delay getting to Egypt means that much more suffering for Israel. Perhaps even death to some of them.
You're right, of course.
God bless you, Zipporah, and the children. I wonder where Zipporah and the boys are by this time. They're safely at home, I hope. Oh, the sand. It's hard walking. Well, I've rested long enough. Oh, better push on. Well, several more days and I'll be there in Egypt, facing the king and dangers that... O God of Abraham and Isaac, be with me and help me as I face the task of delivering thy people from the yoke of bondage. Amen.
Moses!
You're an angel.
Yes, Moses.
Well, I'm glad you're here, angel. There are some things I wish to ask you.
You shall have your questions answered. I am come to help you.
You're here to help me deliver Israel.
The King of Kings has commissioned me to stand by your side night and day to do your bidding.
Why is the Lord so good to me, angel?
Everyone who does God's will has an angel in attendance every minute of every day. They are unseen, even as I shall be unseen after today. Nevertheless, they are there to watch over, protect, and help every child of God. I have been chosen to stand by your side. First, I shall answer your questions.
I wanted to be sure that God would be with me. You have already assured me that he will. With lightness of heart and singing, I now go to Egypt.
Are you not curious as to just how the king of Egypt will welcome you back to Egypt?
I am a representative of the King of Kings, who sits on a mighty and everlasting throne in heaven. The king of Egypt sits on a weak throne of rust and decay.
Are you not just a little fearful, lest he will have you killed for high treason?
Now that God has assigned you to watch over me, I am afraid of nothing. With power from heaven, you can destroy a million kings with one wave of your hand.
I am pleased to inform you, Moses, that your enemy, the king, is dead. A new king now sits on the throne of Egypt. Also, your brother Aaron is on his way to meet you.
Aaron? How did he even know I'm on my way back to Egypt?
I talked to him several days ago. Immediately afterward, he started southward to meet and welcome you. Together, you will return to Egypt and deliver Israel from slavery. I disappear from your sight now, Moses, but I shall ever be near to help and strengthen you.
Farewell, angel. Farewell, angel. The Lord is my shepherd. I am his sheep. He feeds me on blessings. He watereth my soul. He leadeth me. I wonder if I'll meet Aaron yet today. I should if he left Egypt several days ago. Oh, well, I have several miles yet to go before I get to the oasis. Ah, there it is. It's getting so late, I'd better camp there all night. Someone else has camped there.
Aaron!
Moses!
Oh, Aaron! It's been a long time, Aaron.
Oh, it's good to see you, Moses. How have you been?
Fine, Aaron. And you?
We've had a hard time, Moses. The new king is even more cruel than the old one. Israel cries aloud for deliverance.
I know, Aaron. The Lord told me at the burning bush, and the angel told me that together you and I are to deliver Israel.
Yes, Moses. I am to assist you.
The angel told you this.
He said that I am to be your spokesman, ever-present help and comforter.
Moses and Aaron talked far into the night. Moses told Aaron all that God had told him at the burning bush, and Aaron brought Moses up to date on all the news of Egypt. Next morning, they started for Egypt. After several days, they arrived in the capital city and immediately called a meeting of the elders of Israel.
Elders of Israel, may I have your attention? I bring you good tidings direct from the God of heaven. He has sent a deliverer to deliver us from bondage. That deliverer, chosen by God himself, stands before you. Moses!
Moses!
You say Moses is to deliver us? He betrayed us once, had to escape the country. We can't trust him.
God himself chose Moses.
Prove that God chose him.
That's exactly what he can and will prove.
All right.
Please step forward, Moses. Do you see the staff that Moses carries in his hand?
So what? That's just a common shepherd's rod.
But watch it. Moses is going to drop the rod on the ground. Watch it carefully.
It's a snake.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
As you can see, elders of Israel, Moses' rod turned into a snake.
Yes, but why does that prove that God has chosen Moses to deliver us from bondage?
Who created life?
God.
Can anyone else create life?
No, only God has that power.
Then it must have been God who created a snake out of the rod.
Well, I guess you're right.
Are you now convinced that Moses is the chosen one of God?
Yes. Yes, I'm convinced. Fellow elders, Moses is our deliverer. Praise be to the God of heaven. He will deliver us. Fellow elders, listen to me. Why don't we ask Moses to tell us all that the Lord has told him?
Tell us everything, Moses. We are anxious to know.
Moses, will you give us a complete report?
Surely. The Lord promised to make of us a great nation.
Well, that's the same promise God made to Abraham and Isaac.
He renewed that promise to me.
Yes, but who is to be our king?
The Lord God of heaven. He is mighty. He is powerful. He is King of kings, and he will be our king.
Man, but when are we to be delivered from bondage?
Aaron and I shall call upon the king immediately.
But will the king let us go free?
With God on our side, anything is possible.
The elders of Israel returned to their homes from that meeting high in spirits. Quickly, the news spread throughout all Israel that soon they would be delivered from slavery.
We'll be free, free, free!
Moses, son of Amram and Jochebed, is to be our deliverer. We will no longer be slaves.
How much longer do I have to be a slave to Mrs. Hottolep?
Not much longer, my dear. Moses is soon to deliver us from our Egyptian masters. And never again will we be slaves.
Yes, Moses, after spending 40 years as a mighty prince of Egypt, learning the great things of men, followed by 40 more years in the wilderness as a common shepherd, learning the great things of God, is now ready to achieve his life's purpose. He is now prepared to deliver his people, the Israelites, from the yoke of Egyptian bondage.
O Lord God of heaven, I thank thee for permitting me to have some small part in the deliverance of thy people. Help them ever to love and obey thee, and forever to be thankful that thou dost love and care for them. I thank thee for thy great mercy and goodness. I thank thee.